an extremely difficult game. We've obviously done a lot of homework now on Sligo, and they're a side that they're very lively, they've lots of energy. They very much play on the counter attack, and they've good players, the lad of Kiki and Eldine, and so they've a lot of energy, and they've a lot of youth, and they're fearless at times. So we know how difficult it's going to be, but the other side of it is we probably Sligo won after a performance that we let ourselves down badly in at their place a couple of months back. So it's all to play for from our end.
Did you learn anything from that particular fixture in July in Sligo?
Yeah, try not to be as bad again. There was lots of things that we done that we played right into their hands. So there's certain things we'll have to tweak for tomorrow night, otherwise Sligo will hurt you. And I think if you look at, I think they're unbeaten in five now, and two really good wins back to back. So they're, as I say, they're a difficult side, they're fighting for their lives, every point's a prisoner in this. And we're expecting a really difficult game.
I don't know if the microphone can pick up the noise of the rain above us. It's expected to be like this tomorrow, even with a bump or one. Do you think I could make the game a bit more scrappy tomorrow?
I hope not, because as you said, they're both teams that like to play, and it probably has the makings of a decent game. And so I think it's our last Friday night game at home. So it'd be nice to get a decent game before the season finishes on Friday evenings. But listen, we'll see.
Last week you were missing Sam Todd through an injury. Is he back in contention this week?
Yep, Sam's back, and probably, if truth be told, it was more precautionary on our part. We've had a number of injuries that have put people out for the rest of the season the last couple of weeks, and it was one that if it had a went, then it would have been out for the season. So it was probably more precaution on our part than anything.
Normally when you hear the term out for the season, it depends on what part of the year can be very extreme. Like, we know that Alex and Dibbo are going to be missing the remainder of it, because obviously the season's out for the next 4 or 5 weeks. But will their injuries, will that take effect on how they prepare for a pre-season?
We're hoping not. Dibbo has an operation on Saturday, and we're hoping that his recovery time won't be dissimilar to the Liam Boyce's. Alex Bannon's and Ben Doherty's, they're just probably longer than what the season lasts. But they'll both be back and ready to go for pre-season.
Great news during the week about Michael Duffy. He's his future's now secure for the next 3 years. We have more players coming out of contract now in the coming weeks. Is discussion started with other players?
Again, as I've been saying, our big concentration is Sligo on Friday night, and we're not going to let outside noises get in this. It's a precarious time for everybody, as we know, and we respect that. But it's just a situation where I got to put Derry City first in this, and European football has to be at the forefront of our minds rather than getting into contract talks or ins and outs or anything like that.